Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's begin verse number 8. Let's go to verse number 10. We'll slowly get through this chapter. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. So he's reminding these Jewish people that not only did Abraham pay tithes to Melchizedek, but all the Jewish priests, the Levites, paid tithes to Melchizedek because of the loins of Abraham. But Abraham was the first Jew. And through Abraham came all the Jewish nation. Because the whole tribe of Levi was genetically connected in the loins of Abraham, when he did this, when Abraham tithed, we see the Old Testament priesthood paying tithes to the priesthood of Melchizedek. And I know that I may lose some of y'all, but I want you to understand that he was trying to show that there's a better way than the old way. The new way is always better as far as Christ. This shows Melchizedek is in a position of authority over Abraham and his descendants of Levi and Aaron and all those Levite priests, that Melchizedek was in a place of authority over them. In the same way, when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, I sinned, you sinned, we all sinned. When Adam sinned in the garden, we all sinned. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, Adam, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So that in the same way that when Adam sinned, we sinned because we are the sons of Adam. When Abraham paid tithes and he was the first Jew, everyone out of his loins, especially the Levite priests who were the priesthood, they paid tithes to Melchizedek. And that's what he's saying here in these verses, the importance of Melchizedek. But he's going to move from Melchizedek to Jesus in just a few verses. Look in verse number 11. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it, talking about the priesthood, the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which the tribe of Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Again, he's driving home this tremendous fact that there had to be a change. There must be a change because the law of Moses could not save. It was not perfect. In other words, the law was perfect, but it could not save us. In other words, we couldn't live up to that standard. The Levitical priesthood never made anything perfect. The priesthood. There had to be a change. Not only is Melchizedek greater than Aaron in the Levite priesthood, but Melchizedek has replaced Aaron now. No longer is it the order of Levi, it is forever the order of Melchizedek. Remember, we looked in Psalm 110, verse number 4, where it talked about forever about the order of Melchizedek. How long is forever? It's a long time. So again, he's replacing this order of the Levitical priesthood now with that order of Melchizedek, who Jesus fulfills in that. Now, Jesus is the high priest. Not Melchizedek, but the order, Jesus, is now. The law of Moses made no provision for a priesthood from the tribe of Judah. Remember? Where did the priest have to come from? Tribe of Levi, not the tribe of Judah. So just in that, there had to be a change. Because the law of Moses said they have to come through the tribe of Levi. Well, Jesus did not come from the tribe of Levi. He came from the tribe of Judah. So that necessitated a change. The entire system of the Old Testament law had been fulfilled in Jesus Christ and had been taken out of the way. This is real important as we look about this thing about the law. In Colossians chapter number 2, verses 13 and 14, we read these words. And you being dead in your sins and the circumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. This is speaking about the law. He blotted it out. That was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and he resurrected again, he became that high priest for us. He nailed that law to the cross. No, it's no longer in effect. Now, the Gentiles were never under law. That was a Jewish thing. We just did the things according to... That's a whole other lesson. But he's talking to the Jewish people here. You're no longer under the law. You're under grace. The believer has been set free from the law. We read in Galatians chapter number 5. That we're now free from the law. Matter of fact, we're celebrating Independence Day this Tuesday. Freedom. Do you know that Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And when you're free indeed. Do you know we're free in Christ? We're not bound to the law. We're free in Christ. And that's what it's saying here in Galatians chapter number 5. Let me read first 6 verses. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, that law. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Now we know about circumcision and uncircumcision. That's a whole other topic, but the Jews were circumcised, the Gentiles were uncircumcised. That's a whole other story. That's what he's talking about here. Christ is of become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you who are justified by the law. If you think the law saves you, God, Christ can't help you. That's what the word of no effect means. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Christ did away with the law. That's what he is saying here. By the way, when it talks about being free from the law, does not mean free to sin or that it gives us a license to sin or we have a right to be lawless. That's not what that means at all. It literally means that we are free now to do his will and not our. Before we were unbelievers, we were not free to do his will. But now that we're believers, we are free to do his will. Not my will be done, but thy will be done. Jesus had told that to the Father. We're free now in Christ to do his will. Well, what a difference. What a difference between law. I had a paper somewhere, and I read it months ago, and I'll read it. I have a copy of this out there if y'all want to look up. If you don't have a copy of this. About the difference between law and grace, because that's what, again, the Apostle Paul was talking to the Hebrew people, because they were living by the law. They're believers, and some of them still were holding to the law, like the church in Galatians, the churches there. The Jewish people would come, and Paul would say, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Were you saved by grace, or were you saved by law? Well, why do you want to go back? Okay, well, there's a tremendous difference between law and grace. Let me share this with you. Under the law, it prohibits the approach to God. They could not approach to God. Under the law, you had to go to a priest. But under grace, it invites our approach. How much better grace is than law?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.